Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Dom Harvey podcast, brought to you by Radix Nutrition and Generate KiwiSaver. Coming up, Healthy Kelsey.
So I ended up writing a ebook throughout that first lockdown. And then I showed it to Dad and he was like, this is so cool. Like, you should send this to publishers. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I don't think that's how it works, Dad. But then it is, because that's how it ended up happening.
Turns out your dad's a smart man.
I was like, okay.
Kelsey Bucock is an absolute force. When the first lockdown happened in 2020, she got to work in the kitchen, wrote an ebook of recipes, and shared her creations on social media. This fun way to beat the boredom was the start of a brand new life, a new identity, and what is now a powerhouse brand. Healthy Kelsey was born. This episode is a peek into Kelsey and what makes her tick, and I hope you'll be inspired by her incredible hustle as she shares her journey from a swimmer to a food blogger and now a well-known influencer who is genuinely living her best life. Just before we crack into it, big thanks to the legends sponsoring this episode, Radix and Generate. Radix Nutrition have just made an incredible leap forward with the release of their V9 meal range. These freeze-dried, just-add-water meals stack up nutritionally, and they taste incredible. You won't believe the vast range of flavors either. Grab a few for your drawer or locker at work, chuck them in the glove box, or take them camping or hiking this summer. Check them out, radixnutrition.co.nz. That's R-A-D-I-X. This episode is also brought to you by Generate. The team at Generate KiwiSaver Scheme, who are big supporters of this podcast, and it's awesome to have them on board as a partner. Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of chart-topping long-term performance. I just recently moved my KiwiSaver account to Generate after meeting with one of their friendly advisors. The meeting was really helpful, super easy. I learned things about KiwiSaver that I'd never really considered before. And the harsh truth is this. If I'd done this sooner, my KiwiSaver savings would probably be worth more than what they are now. Still, better late than never. If you want to make sure you're making the most of your KiwiSaver account, talk to an advisor now. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/get advice. A copy of their product disclosure statement can be found there too. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Okay, let's get into it. Healthy Kelsey on the Dom Harvey podcast.
Hello, it's nice to. It's my first podcast.
Oh, yeah, you said that to me when we were messaging yesterday. I found that difficult to believe. Like, have you been asked to go on any?
No, I've never been asked to go on a podcast.
Wow,
but I listen to lots of podcasts. I'm a real podcast listener.
Do you? What are you into? What's your? Is it like cooking sort of ones or true crime?
Literally, no, not true crime. I'm a bit scared of true crime. Literally anything. Like, I like just dumb pop culture ones, and then I like, you know, health and wellness. And I literally, when I was in London, and I listen to like three a day.
It's
because you're traveling so much, right?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal platform. Like, it allows you to have conversations with people that no other sort of media space allows, and I love that about it.
Yeah, that is cool, eh? That's cool. And like, usually I don't think I can pay attention, you know, like listening to something for 2 hours, but I actually like go for a walk and I'm like, this is actually really entertaining.
Hey, first things first, I need to ask, what age were you when the Metro Station song Kelsey came out?
Oh my, yeah.
Did it fuck up your childhood?
I reckon it was cool. At every party, it's still my party trick. I'm like, put on Metro Station. Was I like
11, 12?
Yeah, I think so. My parents loved that song as well.
It's a great
Actually,
song.
We're debating songs for our wedding at the moment, and I'm like, should we do that one? Walk down the aisle to Metro Station Kelsey.
So your fiance's called Andrew, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there an Andrew song?
I don't know.
Nothing is catchy.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is about that Metro Station song is you're a swimmer.
Yeah.
So
that was quite fitting as a kid.
You could swim the ocean for yourself.
I know. That was what was quite funny. I remember that coming out in intermediate and people being like, oh, this is like a song for you because you swim. Yeah.
It's a great song. And another question going back to your school years. So your surname is?
Bocock.
Bocock, yeah. Character building name at school?
Weirdly. So I get asked this all the time. And this is another thing I'm debating, like planning a wedding. I always was like, can't wait to get rid of that name. And now I'm like, I love Bocock. I'm like, I can't not be a Bocock. It's a real debate I'm having. But surprisingly, no. Like,
really? I think no kid gets out of school unscathed. Like I had a condom, Dominic, Harvey Farms chicken, which is a bit of a lame one. Harvey Norman, just anything named.
Classic.
You didn't get Pocock.
I don't know. I spilt in like year three. I spilt blue dye on the floor, and I got blue cock for a while.
Nobody wants blue cock. Yeah. What's Andrew's name?
His last name, yeah. Trembath.
Trembath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we talk about combining them. We can do Boo Bath.
Bath Cock.
Or Trim Cock. I know. Yeah. I don't think any of those are takers.
Yeah, that's we'll get to Andrew later on. I just want to go through your entire Healthy Kelsey story, how Healthy Kelsey was born, how this came about, because I think what you've done with your hustle, I think it's inspiring to a lot of people would want to do what you've done. So I want to know how much of it was luck and how much of it was just hard grind and hustle. And we'll get to Andrew and how you guys met. First of all, let's talk about the swimming and stuff. So you were a swimmer growing up, really good too, like one of New Zealand's best backstrokers.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you research? When did you start?
Oh, I lived in Fiji as a kid. So when I was 8, 9, we all moved to Fiji as a family, and kind of the only sport there, Mum said I was always quite good at swimming anyway, even from really young age. But that was pretty much the only sport people did. Like, it was a real social thing. Like, on a Friday night, you'd go swim and the parents would drink and, like, you'd hang out. So Fiji was where it kind of all started. And I kind of started getting quite good. I was maybe swimming, like, 3 times a week when I was, like, 9.
So whereabouts in Fiji? Like formal swimming? Like, swimming in pools? Or
Yeah. Oh, like, there was like one Nandi, there was a swim, 25-meter swimming pool. That you'd go train it, yeah.
And then, I just wanted a clarification because I'd imagine
not just out in the
general, the Sofitel general. Yeah, that's what you do.
Just doing some extra.
Why did your family move to Fiji? That's random.
I know. So my dad did roading. So they did a lot of roading stuff in Fiji, and then I think my parents just wanted to live somewhere else. There was talk of Canada for a while, and they're like, I think we just want to have a couple years of an adventure and do something different.
Who else in the family are the siblings?
I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Right, so everyone moved over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were 5, 8, and 10. We didn't leave the little one.
What are your recollections of that time in Fiji?
I actually remember it really well because it was a real different year, you know, like a lot of when you're a kid that kind of all mushes into one. But I think Fiji stands out because it was so different. But I loved it. We went to an international school. That's where I started swimming. So it was quite a big, you know, point in my life. I still have one of my close friends from when I was 10 in Fiji. I caught up with in Europe last week and we spent 2 weeks together traveling around. So like definitely still in touch with, you know, all the people and things like that, which is really cool.
Wasn't unsettling, like leaving a school and going to a new school?
Yeah, I was pretty chill. I think I was a pretty chill kid. I probably would have been happy to do anything. Like, especially me and my little brother were very, sure.
it's funny when you're a kid, because something like that, it's a massive, massive upheaval. I feel like kids are quite resilient.
Yeah,
As an adult.
Okay, sounds fun.
Let's go.
Yeah. I imagine my parents would have been quite a stressful like time, being like, we're going to move here. And we're just like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah, so and then you move back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Finish your school here.
Yeah, so I think it was when my older brother started intermediate, because obviously schooling here is better, so they wanted him to start intermediate in New Zealand. And then
did you learn much Fijian while you were over there?
We did I'm saying now it's terrible, but we did. We did, I think, lessons a couple of times a week at school. Right. Yeah.
So you know more than Buller and Vinaka.
And my dad taught me how to order a beer for him, so I knew how to order a beer.
What do they call it? Fiji baby.
Yeah.
Fiji better. So you're at school, and then you went to summer camp. That was straight after school?
No, so that was once I quit swimming. So I swam all the way up till, and then I went to uni as well. So I did swimming pretty much through all of that. And then it was towards the end of uni that I really decided I didn't want to swim anymore. It was actually quite a...
So you were like 20, 21?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I reckon it's one of the, like, mentally one of the toughest sports to train
so
for.
So hard.
But backstroke, at least you're looking at the ceiling
like
of the sky.
You're like changing it up.
Rather than the black. Why did you gravitate towards backstroke?
I don't know. I was just always good at it. I think I liked swimming, but a massive part as to why I liked swimming was because I just liked winning. And then backstroke. I was always good at backstroke, even from when I was young. So I think it just stuck.
What sort of training's involved? Double sessions?
Yeah. So I think I was from the age of probably like 14, I was doing maybe 10 swim sessions a week and then a couple gyms. Yeah, which is a little hectic. But I loved it for a really long time, which is cool.
It's a lot though, right? And you got to start at a young age, really, don't you? You've got these kids doing these like double sessions, and hard for the parents
as
well.
That's what I think of my parents. I'm like, my God, you guys are great.
What time were they dropping you to the pool in the morning?
I think we'd start at 5:30, and we lived out in the country back then, so Dad would do mornings, Mum would do afternoons, and my little brother also swam, which made it a little bit easier. But yeah, we'd be getting up at 4:45 from really young age. My dad liked it though. He got to drop me off. He'd go to the gym, hang out with me before I went to school. Like, he said he actually quite enjoyed the time in the morning.
So. Yeah, it's good for like installing discipline in people.
Yes, that's what I think now. I like to think of the positives.
There's a lot of sort of transferables that you get out of it. But it's a lot. And you think about how many people around the country are doing that every morning, like young kids, and how many of them are going to end up being the next, you know.
Not many.
Yeah, that's the thing. So do most people just end up sort of dropping off the swimming?
Yeah, so I was probably one of the last of my friends to stop. Most people probably around like 15, 16, 17.
Just life gets in the way.
Yeah, like you realise that there's probably a bit more going on out in the world.
Yeah, is it a combination of you realise there's more going on in the world and also you're not going to make it to the Olympics?
Yes. I think that's what when I was quitting, I went through probably 6 months of like real, it randomly switched. It was like, I suddenly don't like this anymore. And I'd always liked it. And I was always the swimming girl at school, like she was going to go to the Olympics. And so when I decided I didn't like it anymore, I just thought, oh, but I have to keep doing it because I'm good at it and this is what I do. And I remember my parents being like, oh, you're so miserable, like just stop doing it. And I was like, but I'm good at it. Like I would cry in my goggles like most days, like just be swimming, crying, and like being like,
How do you cry when you're doing backstroke? I know. Because the tears are just puddling in your eyes.
Yeah, just filling up the goggles. So that was, that was like a weird time. And it was so funny because when I actually decided, nah, I'm actually going to stop, I didn't feel sad at all. I was like, relief.
Like a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, like I was like, I feel great about this idea, interesting.
Yeah, so you were like a reasonably young age to come to that realisation that you didn't want to swim anymore. But there's got to be a lot of people like of all sorts of ages that have that same sort of thing where you do something and you're sort of defined by it.
Yeah, 100%.
So giving it up, you feel like you're giving up part of yourself.
Yeah, like, and I think it's a crazy thing, especially because it's people that are usually so young. It's like, and I could only imagine what it will be like if you are the best in the world or if you're, you know, an Olympic gold medalist. Like stopping then must be so hard because you're probably – you're obviously going to have amazing highs in your life. But at the time, I think you think like, it's not going to feel better than this.
I've had heaps of amazing people on the podcast, but around about this time last year, I had Kendra Coxedge on, who's one of the Black Ferns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she had just recently won the Women's Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
And that was the last game of her career.
Right.
So she was sitting here and I mean, a year's passed since then. And I see her on Instagram all the time and she's still tied up in the rugby community. But she was like, I could tell that she was so fearful of that.
It must be it's your whole identity and you've done the best thing you could possibly do in your thing. It must be like, what am I going to do? Mm. And like, I guess I felt that to an extent because it was, you know, at the time it did feel like the most important thing. Yeah. Even though it was like, now I look back, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. You, I mean, you're doing bigger and better things
exactly.
now. But the hours you spent in the pool though, eh?
And you think like, oh my God, I hope it's not a waste. Like if I just wasted all everyone's time and my own time. And
well, it seems like
I think it wasn't a waste.
And it seems like you had really good parents. Like your dad. I've never met the guy. I don't know anything about the guy, but he sounds really positive, saying he enjoyed the experience and
one
going
of the
to
most
the gym. And...
positive. I think the most positive person I've ever come really? Across. My dad. He's had a pretty tough year. He's had bunch of different things. He's like really healthy, fit dude. Like he comes with me to Pilates in the morning and to the gym and stuff. But no matter, like he broke his leg. He's a real good skier. First day of ski season, skis all day, walks to the car, breaks his leg, walking to the car.
Slipping on some ice.
Literally. So he's just like, shit. But he's like, you know what? Like, whatever. Like, he's so positive about every single situation. And like, if something knocks him down, he's always like, nah, we're not doing that. And just does everything he can to make it better, which is really, I think it's a great role model.
It sounds like you're really lucky. Yeah. And also you mentioned before, I don't know if it was your dad or your mum or both, but them saying, Kelsey, the swimming's making you miserable.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Yeah. Not being like, you know, I imagine there was a lot of, you know, those dance mum.
Yeah. You've come this parents. Far.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Commonwealth Games toils are only 18 months away.
Yeah, like, they were like, no, you cry in your goggles. I don't know.
How good were you? Like, do you think you could have made like Commonwealth Games or Olympics or? It's hard to say, isn't it?
Like, I got glandular fever when I was quitting. I was on that path, I guess, from a young age. Like, I made teams when I was young. But it's so tricky when you get older. I don't know. I don't know if I was ever – I think I was good in New Zealand, but I don't think I was good enough in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different
– Oh, well, I suppose when you get to that level, you have, like, different sort of goals or expectations. Like, there's some people that go to the Olympics and anything less than a medal is a disappointment.
Yeah.
And there's people that just
making, want to go.
Making
that,
me –
Yeah. That's what I came to terms with. I was like, all I'm going to do is qualify, and then I still have to go, and I still have to swim, and I don't want to swim.
Like, Ryan in my fucking office.
Yeah, like, I don't want to swim anymore. And I think, but what I actually loved about it a lot was going on the trips, like overseas, because in high school I got to go on all these epic overseas trips and like skip school and go on all these fun things. And then when I left school, I was like, I can just do that. Like, I don't actually have to go now with swimming. I can just go and have fun.
Even though it's a fairly lonely and individual sport, there must be, like in the swim squads, quite a good sort of community.
Yeah, like my best friends, pretty much swimming, surf life. I did a lot of surf lifesaving. I met Andrew through swimming, so it's, yeah, massive. Still lots of my best friends from there, which is really
cool. Yeah. Oh, so was Andrew a swimmer as well?
Yeah. So that's how we met. We both made a New Zealand team to go to France, and then that was when I was 17. It's a really long time ago. Yeah.
How old are you now? 25?
Stuck around. Mid-20s. Just turned 26. Yeah. It's only 10 years.
How old are you? Same age?
Oh, 1 year older.
One year older. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you, first love for both of you?
Yeah, pretty much, which is.
Did you have like little
yeah,
break,
little
like 2 months
before.
Here?
Yeah. Got my heart broken.
then... you gave me that half love heart necklace. Oh, that's cool. Was it love at first sight with Andrew or?
Oh, it's so hard to say when you're a teenager. Yeah. We were really good friends for a while, but I was always like, I always definitely had a crush on him, I think, from forever. And then he lived in Dunedin, so I was a bit like, ugh.
Was he studying down there?
No, he lived in Dunedin. Right. So he's from Christchurch and then lived in Dunedin. So I was like, I'm like 18. I can't have a boyfriend who lives in Dunedin. That's not that practical. And then he ended up moving up to Auckland to swim. So it worked. Yeah. And he just hasn't gone.
It's amazing that you're still together and you're in, when are you getting married, by the way?
Hopefully, well, yeah, next summer.
Right.
So Feb next, 2025.
Because the changes you go through, like as a person, from 17 to mid-20s, you're a completely different person.
This is what I say. Like, and I think it's
cool.
Really lucky that we've grown up in the same direction. Like a lot of our friends who were together back then, you know, like you kind of grow up and you kind of go in different ways. But I feel like we're closer now than even back then, which is really cool. We just have the same, I guess, mindset on things we want and stuff like that.
What does he do? Does he have his own stuff going on or is he part of
he's part of the
brand?
So he's a part of, not really.
He's your bitch.
I mean, yeah, he's actually stupid. So he's in construction. He's a project manager. But he's actually starting his own business this year. And he's also kind of the numbers guy in second nature, the protein. So he is a lot more like logistics stuff that I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, you have your strengths. So.
Yes. And that's what I think. Like, I think that's actually why we can work together, is because he's really good at something, I'm really good at something. And we can't really argue because we know that each person is way better at the other thing. So yeah. There's not that many arguments yet. So we just started.
Okay, so you meet him. Did you go to university before summer camp?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to university and what do you do, like a business degree?
Yeah, to business, which is funny that I'm like, bleh, with numbers, because I have a business degree.
Yeah. What did you want to do? When you started a business degree, were you just like killing time before you decided what you wanted to do? Or did you think you wanted to do something in business or what?
I thought I wanted to do like fashion, maybe like be a buyer or something to do with clothes, but I wasn't ever super passionate. I think that's something I really struggled with in high school, is like a lot of my friends were like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this, and so like into it. And I was a bit like, I don't really. I think that's why quitting swimming was a big thing too, because I was like, I feel like I don't have anything else that I'm passionate about.
It's terrifying at that age.
So, and there's so much pressure for like an 18-year-old to be like, what are you going to do forever? And it's like, You don't have to decide what you're going to do forever.
God, it panics you when there's other people that have like this clear vision of what they want to do. And you're like, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, no clue. And then that's when I think I had a bit of a identity crisis at like 21 when lockdown happened, because we were meant to go traveling, and then it was like, what am I meant to do with my life? Like, I'm not good at, well, the thing is, I'm not good at anything, which is so silly to say now. I know that I'm good at stuff, but in the moment, I genuinely was like, I remember saying to my mum, like, but I'm not good at anything. How am I meant to do anything? And she was like, what?
That is true, but everyone sucks at everything when they first do it. When Ed Sheeran first picked up a guitar, I'm sure he was fucking shit at it.
There's videos of him, like, actually sucking and singing.
Yeah, but you need to, I've just started embracing failure and the importance of failure the last couple of years. Yeah, no one is good at anything when they start.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. You're not just going to find your thing and then this is what some people do, but it's pretty...
A bit of natural talent, but the thing is, if you've got natural talent and you don't work hard, you're going to be beaten by the hard workers.
Exactly, yeah.
So you get your business degree.
Yeah.
And then you're an executive assistant at Silverdale Asset Management.
Oh, that's my dad's business.
All right.
So not really.
Okay. So what was your job after?
So I didn't actually have much time because I finished my degree, then I did Camp America. That was when I went and worked at summer camp. And then I came back, and then I just had like jobs throughout uni, you know, like I worked at Rod and Gun for a bit, and I just worked, you know, like in little retail jobs, because that's kind of what I thought I was going to go into. And then came back from camp, and then like a few months later, lockdown happened. And the big plan was to go traveling. And that didn't obviously go to plan.
Right. So. Okay, Leah, lockdown, we'll get into that shortly, because that's sort of the birth of where we're at now, Healthy Kelsey, which is amazing. And I think there's a lot of people that would be curious how you did it. But first, summer camp. Where was summer camp?
So it was in Maine.
Why summer camp? That's a random thing to do.
I just had a few friends who'd done it. I just quit swimming. I was like, I feel like I need to go somewhere. But Andrew was still swimming at the time, I think. And I was like, maybe I should just do this thing. Like, you can go meet lots of cool people. And I was a water ski instructor, which was super fun. I got to go water skiing quite a bit and made like best friends, like still some of my best friends at the moment I met at camp. And then I thought it's just an easy way to kind of go traveling without spending too much money. Like, actually, I guess you make money. A little bit, not much.
You were sort of name and brand as Healthy Kelsey now. What was it like at American camp? Unhealthy Kelsey.
So,
hot dogs?
Yeah, it was
hot dogs and lots of gluten.
That's where I went vegetarian, because I was like, I can't eat this food. It was so bad. And I think I didn't realize, I was really lucky as a kid. My mum was really into like healthy food and feeding us really good food. And I didn't think I put two and two together of like, if you eat crap, I was like, I'm going to feel like crap. Mm. And so for 3 months, I literally, because all there was sugar and, hot dogs.
Yeah, processed, heavily processed food. American food. And orange cheese.
Yeah.
That comes in a pump.
So bad. My stomach was so messed up.
Was it?
Yeah. And that's kind of why I started making food when I got home, because I was like, I just can't eat this.
Have you always been quite healthy and disciplined? I guess like with the swimming and, the nutrition side of things?
I've actually never been like disciplined with like healthy food. I've been pretty, I guess it's lucky because I grew up with it. So it seemed like normal. It didn't feel like I had to cut things out. I just always ate quite like whole food. My mum was really into like whole foods and she'd make, come home from school and there'd be, you know, fresh food made and she was amazing like that. But yeah, I think so naturally I was, but I was never passionate about it or anything. Mm. I never showed much interest actually into cooking as a kid either.
What about the like the varsity years? Were you like much of a pisshead then?
Nah, because I was swimming.
Right. Oh, of course, at 5:30 starts.
Yeah, you couldn't really. I mean, we
it's
still.
It's a parent's dream, eh, to have your kid as a swimmer. They're not getting up to any mischief.
This is what I mean, saying that, like, surf lifesaving was pretty. You did. There was a few big parties, but the only big parties are like after nationals, so you're only going to have one massive blowout a year, really, you know, like it's not because you are training all the time. And that's what I say, any like my cousins now are at the age and I'm like, just get them into a sport and then they'll probably be sweet.
Yeah, that was my parents' thing as well. Like,
yeah,
they're like, especially with young boys, like if they're in sport, then you know where they are, they're in
and
a
then
team
they're around, I was gonna say, and they're around other cool kids.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah, it's healthy.
Yeah,
it's a healthy,
for sure.
Healthy Kelsey habit.
Yes.
So you have some, by the way, it's like all the obstacles with you and your now fiance, you know, just looking back, you know, him and Dunedin, you're in America and stuff, like the fact that you've remain through all that, it's something special, I think, really. Yeah,
I know, it's pretty crazy. We think that now, we're like, oh yeah, I don't know, I honestly don't know how, because people say that, they're like, how did you get past like teenage crap, because there's so many like teenage relationships, some most of the time, you know, are just a bit dramery. I was like, yeah, I don't know how we ended up just staying together.
Yeah, must have just really liked it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I think.
I don't know.
Just I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. So lockdown starts. When was that? 2020? That was 2020, right? Yeah, like March 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
So you and Andrew were planning on going overseas just to do your OE?
Yeah. So we were like, let's go. We actually had Nepal. We were going to do the Annapurna Trail in Nepal, which we still haven't done. I really want to do it. And then 4 days before I think we were meant to go, that was when lockdown happened. So it was like, oh no. Oh no, what am I going to do? I don't want to, because the whole plan, you know, go on my OE and I don't have to be an adult quite yet. I'll just drag that out for as long as I can.
In your defense, being a swimmer, you make a lot of sacrifices. Mm. So I suppose you had some catching up
just
to do.
Just need to live it up.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel at that point? Like, can you take us back to that moment? Like, are you sort of in like, what the fuck?
That was when I was like, I had my big, I'm not good at anything speech. And I was like, I genuinely don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, you know, get a real job and be an adult. But I was like, I don't want to do just something. I really would like to be passionate about something. And then I kind of let myself be a bit meh, meh, meh for a couple of days. And I was like, okay, we're done. We're done with that. We need to sort something out. And so throughout, we went up to mum and dad's place up north for the lockdown. And I was like, okay, in this time, I'm going to find something that I love doing. And actually, before that, I started to get into making food, because from the summer camp food, I was just like coming home to be, I was like, I need to come home and make some real food. So I did actually get quite into cooking and making recipes. And then that was when I was like, oh, maybe I'll set up an Instagram just to like share recipes. I didn't even think that was people's jobs. Like I remember being like, this would just be for fun. And because, yeah, I just didn't, I honestly didn't cross my mind that it could be someone's job. And then I remember having like different business ideas every single day. I'd like go into dad's room and be like, I've got a new idea.
This is the one.
This is the idea. And he's like, okay. And I just remember like yelling out different things. And then,
Can you remember what some of them were?
I remember one of them was like a porridge caravan, because I was really into porridge at the time. And I was like, I'm going to make porridge. I know. And then another one, I can't remember. Maybe like, selling raw slices, because I was quite into making raw slices, which is a good idea. It's just, I was like, I think I might get sick of making raw slices all the time if I do that. And then after kind of, I was scrolling on Instagram and I found other food blogs and I was like, oh, this is people's jobs. Like, people actually make food as a living and that's so cool. So I was like, maybe I'll write like an ebook that I could sell online, and then that could be, I don't know, something at least to keep me occupied for the, you know, month, however long we were locked down for.
Yeah.
So I ended up writing an ebook throughout that first lockdown. And then I showed it to Dad and he was like, this is so cool. Like, you should send this to publishers. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I don't think that's how it works, Dad. But then it is, because that's how it ended up happening.
Turns out your dad's a smart man.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, so who's your publisher? Who are you with?
Bateman.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and wow. So I sent them an ebook and I had like 800 followers and they were like, yeah, come write a book. I was like, that is
remarkable. Like, it
never happens. I don't think it ever happens to anyone.
I mean, if you say Nadia Lim or Chelsea or Simon,
you're already coming off like something.
Yeah.
I literally had nothing. I didn't even have a following but they must have seen something. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think it is? Have you had that chat with your publishers? What was it that they saw in you? What did they like about it?
Yeah, actually, maybe I should catch up with them next week. Maybe I should ask that. I don't know. They were just like, she's going to be able to sell a book, I suppose, which I was just like, and write one. I was like, how am I going to, I don't actually, because I was so excited about it. And then I was like, oh shit, I don't know how to write a book. But obviously figured it out somehow.
So how many books have you done now?
So my second one is coming out in early Jan.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, part of my ignorance here, but like, so how do you make up a recipe?
Yeah. Honestly, when I first started doing it, I was kind of just like, a bit of this and a bit of that, which I still kind of do actually. But now I guess I've got the system down, you know, like I know that a cake needs a certain amount of wet to dry. And after I test it a couple of times, it usually tends to work out. So a couple recipes don't, and then I just get frustrated.
Not being like a cook or a baker myself, I would have thought that every imaginable recipe has already been done.
Yeah, well, that is kind of the thing. You're not really like
reinventing.
Yeah, you're not making up crazy things, but it's kind of fun to make. At the beginning, I thought it was really fun because I was making like a normal brownie and turning it into like a slightly healthier version of the brownie. So that's quite fun to do, because at least I'm like, you know, changing things and doing it for a reason, and it's a bit more fun to put together, I suppose. Mm. But yeah, it was weird at the beginning. I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
So this is interesting, because this is really surprising about the book, because I would have thought the book deal would come much later on.
Yeah. Like
the publishers would
now
find
you. Now
it
makes more sense, doesn't it, 100%. To have a book deal? Yeah.
It's not really the correct order of doing things, but it's so unorthodox. So yeah, so is it just your normal Instagram page and you rename it Healthy Kelsey?
So I started a whole different one,
right,
called it Healthy Kelsey, because I was like, oh, this is just going to be my little side thing. But now I don't even go on my... No, well, I haven't posted on my standard one for a really long time.
You've got so many. What are you got now?
There's too many Instagram accounts to run.
300,000 followers or something?
Yeah.
So was there like a moment where there was like exponential growth, or did it just slowly?
Over summer last year, actually. Instagram's a bit of a weird one. Like it goes flat, and then I'll get like 100,000 followers, and then it will just stop for 6 months, and then I'll get, I think it's from Reels now. Reels, you expose yourself to a lot more people that aren't your followers. And you know, Instagram now, if you even just scroll on your main feed, a lot of the people you aren't actually following anyway.
Yes, yeah.
So there is that, which is good, but then it's also kind of bad at the same time, because then if you follow someone, you actually sometimes don't see anything of what they're doing. That's the reason I follow you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you have like a good understanding of social media, or do you have like a social media person now? Or?
Nah, it's still all me. And I've actually started up another page for the protein at the moment, and it's a lot of social media ring. I'm like, feel like I'm doing too much social media at the moment, but it's good. It's like quite fun to grow. And I feel like my page, I don't know if I'd ever get someone else to do it, just because I feel like it's me.
Loses some of the authenticity.
Yeah. Which is tricky because that's obviously something I'm just going to be doing forever. But I love doing it still, so that's good.
Mm.
Maybe I have to cross that bridge one day if I don't like doing it.
Who are your enemies? Have you got beef with two royal sisters?
Like you, I actually don't know them.
Rosa and Margot.
I know them, but yeah, they seem lovely. We should be friends.
Is it a competitive space at all or not really?
I mean, not really. There's not. I feel like in New Zealand there's just, which actually maybe makes it more competitive because there's not that many of us. But no, I'm like good friends. And like Polly and like people who have other books I'm like Instagram friends with. So I end up chatting to and Sophie who does like Ruin Free.
Right.
She was actually epic at the beginning. She helped me a lot. So I feel like it's more like a nice little
cheers each other on. Like, I've only been doing the podcast thing like about 18, 20 months now. And it's a really, really supportive and inclusive community. Like no one's like, you ask someone for help or tips, no one's like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, like, no, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, which like, like I feel like in New Zealand there's such a small amount of people that kind of do this thing that it is quite cool to like support each other. And
100%. Everyone's trying to navigate their own way.
Yeah.
So it started as like a hobby during lockdown. At what point do you go, you know what, this could be my thing?
Yeah, I actually from the beginning, I think it was actually when, but the thing is when I signed to write the books, like books, you actually don't make money off cookbooks, like a little bit, but you're not making enough, you know, to live your life.
I've written three books.
Yeah.
You get a horrible little advance.
Yeah.
And then you spend months and months
2 years writing something and you get like,
it's the worst hourly rate ever.
It's not,
My publishers told me they've got a theory that cookbooks and sports books are the two that sell the most. Cookbooks get sold and used. Sports books get sold, given as presents and never read.
Yeah. Or put on like the coffee table.
Yeah, Dad, here's a Richie McCaw book.
Yeah. Thanks, cool. Sorry. Yeah, we'll look at some photos.
Yeah. So was that sort of the moment where you thought, oh, this
I was kind of like, what's going to be like in Wickles? That's going to be cool. And I kind of thought it was going to change my life way more than it did at the time. You know, like sometimes you think, I don't know, you work towards something and you think this one moment and then you'll be good. Like it was like that with getting 10,000 Instagram followers. I was like, I just want 10,000. So for a whole year, I was like, I just want 10,000. Then I get to 10,000. I'm like, okay, nothing has changed.
Nothing actually changes.
I'm actually not that much happier. Yeah. Like it's fine.
It's funny that, eh? I think that must just be the human psyche. Like everyone wants to have that moment that you think is going to bring you exponential growth.
Yeah. It's people do it with money. Point. People do it with everything, I think. And it's, I think it takes you realizing a goal like that and then I'm going to be happy and reaching it and being like, huh. I mean,
no, it's like when you reach the top of the mountain, you got to just climb another mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the cool part of it, I think.
Yeah.
It's always swimming actually feel like has taught me a lot of that, is that you can set goals. Swimming, you set goals, you know, and you train and you train and you train, and then you're not going to reach them for 2 years. So you are doing this thing that's so hard, but you're not actually going to reach your goal for another 2 years. So I think
it's delayed gratification.
Which I think is quite a rare thing to have, of being like, so if I do this now, in 2 years, this is going to be epic.
Patience. No one's got that patience anymore. That is that is a really good takeaway from those years.
Yeah. I think that's
sorry for saying takeaway.
Yeah.
do you eat takeaways?
We do. We have lots of takeaways. We do Thai and Indian. Lots of good. There's a really good one near us. Big Ticker has really good Indian.
Big Ticker.
That we get. Right. Yeah. It's good Indian. There's a good local Thai pizza sometimes.
Mm. Have you ever been spotted by like a fan or a follower when you're buying unhealthy food or
not really? Or I'm pretty takeaways? Like, to be fair, it's called like Healthy Kelsey, but it's actually like, I guess, healthy. Now I'm kind of like, I maybe shouldn't have used that word.
That's
but
a rhyme.
Chili's dark. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. It's just fun, but like actually like healthy as in a balanced thing. Like you got to have hot chips and you got to have all these things, I think, to be healthy. You know. In my brain.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
Well, it makes sense. The Instagram starts growing. You have the book deal. Then what?
That was when I went to Bali, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so we...
As soon as the borders open again, you're gone.
Actually, the borders didn't really open. They were kind of... Other countries were, but not us. So I was kind of like, oh, if we can go... So we did the 2 weeks quarantine when we came home here. I was like, if we can, I just was so desperate to go somewhere. Like, I was like, I just need a change of environment. And I was like, if we can't travel, like, let's just go live somewhere a bit different. Like, I love Bali. We've grown up going to Indonesia a lot as kids. And I was just like, I feel like I really need to just do something different. So we did it. And it was actually so funny. Like, for so I feel like I traveled quite a bit as like a teenager, and that it was actually quite nerve-wracking going on the plane, I think, because of the whole COVID thing. It was like, oh my gosh, this is scary. And then we had to do quarantine when we got to Indonesia. Once we got to Bali, it was just epic. We had the best time. And then coming home, we did the 2 weeks here. And that's when my book actually was released. Yeah.
So, so 2 weeks quarantine when you got to Bali. Were you just in a hotel there?
In Jakarta, actually. Yeah, just in a hotel.
How did you find that? I feel like you're the sort of person that would have been good at keeping busy. You're not just binge watching Netflix
we
shows.
We thought we were going to be those people. We were like, okay, let's get up and we'll do workout. And then we got our little outside time. We were like sick. And then we would like do some work. And then it would only be like 11. And we're like, oh no. So I'm pretty sure we watched all Marvel movies in chronological order in the 2 weeks.
What else do you do?
What else are we going to do? We're like, oh, well, we may as well. So we tried to be productive, but honestly, there's just so much day when you're just sitting in a room.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you could do any sort of cooking or baking of any note in a hotel room, but I suppose I just sort of imagined you getting up early and just watching YouTube clips about how to do something,
yeah.
How to become even more awesome all day.
No stopping.
So what did you do in Bali?
Honestly, that was when I created my app. So I had this idea to create a cooking app. It was just easy to have all of the recipes in one, you know, spot, made it easy for everyone. So I was kind of developing that, which meant making a lot of recipes. That was the first time Andrew had never really, he just had time off work, which he didn't really know what to do with himself. He kept messaging people at home, being like, give me some work. And they're like, no, you're meant to be enjoying yourself. So he did find that. He found that quite hard. But it was really fun. I like look back and I'm like, that was one of the coolest things we did. I would happily live in Bali again.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's so cheap once you get over there.
So cheap. I think we spent less money in 6 months than we did in 1 month in the States, which is just mad.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And where do you begin with creating your own app?
Yeah, I had this idea. This is kind of what I do with most things. I'm like, that's a cool idea, but I'm like, that sounds quite hard. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do that. So I just started, I think I actually just Googled like app developers and then just emailed some and had meetings with some to be like, how do I create this? And can you create this? And this is my idea. And then it ended up sticking with one developer. They just seemed like they definitely knew what they were talking about and just really nice people as well to work with. And then they pretty much just do all the tech side of stuff and I upload it and make it look really nice. So it's quite a good combo.
Amazing. And what's, for anyone doesn't have your app or isn't on it, is it like a subscription thing? You pay a few bucks a month?
Yeah. I wanted to make it really affordable. I actually kind of remember what it is now, but it's really only a few bucks. I think it's maybe like $1.50 a week or something. It's nothing crazy. And
what do you get for that? Just a whole heap of recipes?
Yeah. I think there's like 400, 500 recipes now on there. Yeah. And then just like little blog posts. And it's just an easy way to have recipes available to you, I suppose.
And do you do it right out of that financially?
Yeah. Like it's quite a good, I haven't marketed it and promoted it as much lately just because I've had so much else going on, but I would like to go back and look at, you know, actually making it, because if I put the next steps into it could actually be quite a big thing, but I kind of like it just being a thing that's
a low key.
Yeah.
How do you make most of your money? Where does most of your
honestly a big it's really diverse around. So I think being a quote-unquote influencer, you definitely don't just want to have that as a source of income, which is like quite a probably one of them.
You've got an eye-watering amount of followers,
right? Yeah, so like I can charge quite a lot for posts and reels and
do you
stuff
have to
like
turn much stuff down? Like I'd imagine there's some brands that have got a lot of money, like say Watties tomato sauce.
Oh yeah, example. Yeah. I'm like, man, oh, me, I think that's gonna fit
me with my 50,000 followers. I don't have to turn anyone down. I can do
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
I'll take it. What, you want me to promote your vape pens? Count me in.
Hand them over.
But I'm guessing you have to be sort of
it's
like
quite
it's
specific.
Not on.
Yeah, it has to be on brand. Yeah, which some stuff Andrew's like Bear or something. He's like, yes. Give me the beer.
We can make this work,
yeah,
Kelsey.
I'm sure we can.
So is that the main sort of...
Yeah, and then obviously the app, and then now we have the protein powder as well. So it's kind of all... I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's all. Mm. Yeah, so kind of a spread out.
Yeah, sorry for being so nosy about the money stuff, but I'm just...
It is quite interesting.
I'm intrigued because you, like, it's been, say, what is it now, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Three and a half years since you launched this, and it's become... You've turned yourself into a brand.
Yeah,
it's like a big brand. The thing with lockdown is people can timestamp it and people can remember exactly
it's
how
quite
far
good for
back
me to talk about it.
And it seems like you've done so much in that time. Does it feel for you like things have gone fast, or does it feel like it's been quite sort of slower than what you'd like?
Not slower than what I like. I think it has probably gone fast, especially when I look back. But it's quite funny looking back, that feels like so long ago, because I feel like, I don't even know if I've changed that much, but it feels like so much has changed in the last few years that it does feel like so long ago. But then also, because like I couldn't even imagine not having the healthy Kelsey thing now. Like it would be so weird to go back to not having that, because it's like all I think about all day. So like, what was taking up my brain before that?
Well, do you think it'll ever get to the point where we talked before about you crying into your goggles?
Yeah.
You're crying into the pot.
Yeah, just like, I don't want to be healthy. Maybe I'll talk to you in 10 years. I'll be doing that.
Are you much of a goal setter or a planner, or do you just sort of like sort of bumble along and think, oh, I'll do an app now?
I like to think I'm a goal setter and a planner, but I don't. Oh, I do sometimes write things down. Andrew's really good like that. He's like, you should write things down and journal, and he's very onto it with that, loves reading like books like that and stuff. So I do think about a lot of things in the future. But honestly, most things have come to be like the protein powder. I was like, oh, so I have this idea. And then in a month we had the first testings and the packaging, and like, so it does happen quite quickly once I'm like, yes, this is what we should do. But I do think about it for quite a long time to be like, oh, I don't know, and then make the right decision that kind of feels right.
Yeah, you've mentioned the protein powder a couple of times, and actually you gave me like a gift pack you arrived with the protein powder, and which I will not use because this podcast is sponsored by Radix Nutrition.
This is what Andrew, so Andrew's a big fan of your podcast. He listens to it all the time, and he goes, you can't give Dom that. He's sponsored.
Good on Andrew. He's onto it. Like, where do you start with something like that?
Yeah,
that's the thing which amazes me about you. It's like you have this idea and then you make it happen. Whereas a lot of people would have this idea and just not know where to start and just...
It is. I never know where to start. Like, that's what I... So who I was talking... to Ben, who does all of our packaging and stuff. He's amazing at the packaging, looks so cool. And he was doing a rebrand of Healthy Kelsey. And I was telling him about, I get asked, what protein powder do you use? I reckon 100 times a day on Instagram. And I was like, this seems like something I should do. And at the time I was like, I'd love to just do a collab with an already established company so that it's easy for me. I don't really have to do much other than go, this is the flavor, this is the taste I'd want. And then he was like, I just think you should do it yourself. And I was like, that's a great idea, but I don't know how to do that. How am I meant to do that? And he was like, oh, I have this friend who could probably help you like with sourcing and maybe like putting it together. Because he'd done packaging for protein before. And he was like, yeah, we could probably help you put it together. And I was like, well, I mean, okay. And then I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, I think if you're going to do it, Andrew needs to be involved because you are going to hate the numbers part of the business, because that's a known fact that I really don't like doing that part of it.
In your defense, it's like, and I hope you're okay with not being good at everything, because it's like you're the face of this brand that you've created. You've got your strengths. And then
it's a lot of like doing everything. It's probably, it's usually not going to work. Like, you need to find someone who's really good at something. And if you, I know that I'm probably not good at that. Plus, I don't enjoy it, mainly.
But then the people that are good at that, are they going to be good at, you know, taking amazing looking photos that pop out of Instagram?
Making things look nice and selling something.
Yes, unlikely.
So I used to say, like, Andrew's all the smart part. And I'm like, no, that's not true. Like, I also do smart things.
I do smart things too, Andrew.
I'm smart too. So it was really good, like, once we started talking about it, because he sets up all the spreadsheets and the, you know, accounting software and stuff like that. I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. So, and even just like, using tools to organize things. And like, he sets up meetings for us every week to talk about what we're going to do with the brand and where we're going to go and how much money we need for this. So like, it's really cool having, yeah, different parts in the company. But yeah, I don't know how it was created. Like, honestly, I remember talking about it last summer, and then now it's actually gone out to people. It went out to people yesterday to actually use. So it's like,
so it's brand new.
Yeah, like literally yesterday was the first day it went out.
Why is protein so important? What's your take on it?
It's so funny. So I probably should have used it a lot more when I was swimming, but I actually was quite useless at using it when I was swimming. But for me, it was mainly it helps keep me full. Like, I love to, you know, like, eat something. I eat a lot of food, so I'm just like, it's nice to eat something that's going to keep me full for a long time. So when I add it to smoothies or breakfasts or whatever, then I actually stay full for a really long time and I don't feel like I just need to constantly eat, which is quite nice. I find ours is made with pea, so I feel like that's better for my digestion.
Pea, like methamphetamine.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Healthy Kelsey. Yeah.
Keeps you full and keeps you awake for days.
It's crazy stuff. No, like actual peas.
Right.
Like,
how does that work?
Yeah, they must just mill it and ground it until it's like a powder, which tastes really bad on its own.
I wouldn't
recommend. But for some reason, we've blended a bunch of stuff together and it tastes so good.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So yeah, I find pea good because it doesn't like mess with my stomach. It's really easy on my digestive system.
Do you find there's still a perception, especially with, I suppose, females, that your protein shakes are for bodybuilders?
Yeah, and you're going to be like,
yeah, you're going to arms like Madonna.
That was actually like a massive part of our branding, and the way I wanted to promote it was like, you don't have to be like a gym going, lifting all the weights kind of person to have protein. Like, you can actually just have it because it's like a healthy
thing. And it'll help you keep the muscle that you've already got.
Yeah, and just so like, important as you get older. And make you feel good, and like, it has all the essential amino acids and whatever. So it's just a nice thing. And it tastes really good, which is fun.
Now, you and I started DMing backwards and forwards to set up this podcast while we were both in London a couple of months ago. So you spent your summer in London. This is another thing that I think you and Andrew do that seems like aspirational to people. And so how does that work? So you go to London for, 6 months?
Yeah, and we did it last year as well.
Yeah, how do you make that work, like, financially?
Yeah, so I don't know how Andrew manages to do it, but he...
Like, Bali, I can understand because it's a cheap place to live.
London is not cheap. Not a cheap place to live, that's for sure. But Andrew always wanted to live and work in London. That was something that he really wanted to do. And last year, I was like, okay, if we're going to go to London, I want to do something that's going to like keep me busy. So that's when I applied for Cordon Bleu and studied there over the 4 months. So I got a diploma from them.
What's Cordon Bleu?
It's a fancy cooking school. It started in Paris. Have you seen the movie Julia and Julia? It's Meryl Streep. She went to Cordon Bleu. So she was like the OG Cordon Bleu. So it started in Paris and now it's everywhere. But they do a plant-based diploma now, which I was like, I would love to be qualified in what I'm doing. Like, I just feel like it gives you, you know, the extra credential. And I just wanted to learn like the official, you know, chef things in what I do.
So is that the first sort of training you've done?
Yeah. So I was like, I'd love to, actually have training and know what I'm talking about other than kind of just making it up. So that was really cool to do that and met some amazing people and from all over the world, which was really cool. And so I did that last year. And then Andrew got a project management job. The good thing, I guess, with project managing is that, like, it's a project-based thing, so once he's finished a project, short he can kind of just scoot on out of there, which isn't probably preferred, but they seem to really like hiring Kiwis over there. So he seemed to just get quite good.
Did you find your time over there? I mean, it's amazing. There's no better place in the world, I think, than a summer in London.
Yeah, like,
the days are so long. It's beautiful. But like, in terms of meetings and stuff, your Zoom or team meetings back home, fuck, that must have been a bore. Like,
so hard. Last year, I feel like it was fine because I didn't have as much going on. Like, I was pretty just, it was just me. I was making recipes. I didn't have an agent at that point, so I was just messaging the companies I was working with. And I was actually writing this book at the same time as well. So I was just like, you know, writing and making recipes and writing. But this year I did have a lot going on. I'm planning a retreat in Bali next year. So trying to communicate with them and then the protein stuff at home. So our meetings were all from like 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, and that's the fun and part. Yeah, that's when everyone's going to the park with the six-pack.
I know. I was like, oh, man. I know. And having to post at nighttime, because my best time to post here is in the morning, which is great because I, you know, wake up, do all my thing, like social mediaing, and then I go on and off it all day, but I'm not as like on it. Whereas there I was having to do it at like 9 p.m, which just is not so good for going to sleep, I don't think.
Girl, schedule your posts.
I know. Well, can they automatically post?
I think you can schedule them, can't you?
I think you can schedule them, but I still think you have to click post.
Right.
But I'm not sure.
Hey, Jack, do you know about that?
Oh, they do.
They do.
Man, I should really do that.
Yeah, you can borrow
Jack.
Wow,
you're the tech guy.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And that was a good break. You enjoy that?
Yeah. It was cool. It was so fun. We tried to do as many because we knew that was going to be, this year was going to be the last year we did like live overseas. Because always.
Why the last year?
I think next year we've just got too much going on. Oh, we're a bit too busy. And the protein, like right. We kind of need to be here. We're, you know, getting it into supermarkets and kind of running a real life business now, not just like kind of a pretend one in my head. So we actually have to kind of be here and do meetings and do adult grown-up stuff.
Yeah, shit, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's so fun though.
Do you have like a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan? Or?
Yeah, kind of. Like we had our first kind of meeting on Monday, which is so funny because it's me, Andrew, and my dad. Our serious meeting. We used to have our meetings in the sauna. Now we're
Awesome. Yeah. Do you have like a roll check like they do on Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah. Oh my God, we should. Present. That's actually a good idea.
Sounds like a dream team.
Yeah.
You know, both people that you can trust.
Yeah. And just want the best thing for me, really, which is just, yeah, so cool to...
No ulterior motive at all.
Yes, exactly. The perfect people to go into business with, actually. Yeah. Yeah, which is fun.
Well, that's exciting. Okay, let's talk about diet and stuff for a bit, then I'll pick your brains with a bit of food. I saw a quote from you: diet can reduce stress, lift mood, and improve your confidence, self-esteem, and general well-being. Is it sort of like petrol in a way? Like,
yeah, that's a good way to think
about it. Put the super in your system rather than the diesel or the under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Like, that was when, and like, yeah, I just think whenever, like, what I eat kind of is how it makes me feel.
Has your mental health always been pretty good?
Yeah, I thought about this recently. Like, other than my few moments of crying in my goggles and being, you know, like, but never longer than, I actually do remember at that time, though, I went to the doctors because I ended up getting glandular fever. That's why I ended up quitting swimming. But I was telling him all my symptoms and he went, oh, so I'm not going to put you on antidepressants. And I remember thinking like, well, yeah. Like, what do you mean? And that was the first time I'd ever like even thought about possibly being like depressed. And I was like, I don't think I'm that. But I was like, the fact that I was like, man, I must be sounding pretty down if this is what he is picking up the vibes.
I think they do over-diagnose maybe a little bit too easy.
Because I was kind of like, we've just had a 10-minute conversation. I don't think we need to go into that, but. Yeah, that was interesting. That was the first time in my head I was like, but overall, like I actually have, I'm really lucky in the fact that I have always been quite.
Do you notice your mental well-being or your health takes like a turn for the worse if you're eating more shit the food than what you should?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But now I'm pretty chill about it all. Like obviously living in London, you go to the pub a lot and hang out and it's fun. And so I like to take, you know, if I'm going to have a really good time and it's worth it or not, or I'm very chill about things.
Well, you've got to have balance in your life.
Yes, I think that. Like,
and it's what you do most of the time that matters.
Yes, exactly. Like it's like an 80-20 rule, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, what does like an average day look like for you? So say yesterday from start to finish, what did you eat?
Ooh, fun question.
you take the best?
No, it actually is fun. I love thinking about food. So I had a meeting in the morning, so I just made a smoothie to go with like lots of, it was packed with so many different things. If I'm just going to have a smoothie, it has to be like a million different powders and seeds and peanut butters and stuff to actually keep me full. And then I just had a bagel with some smashed Evo and some tempeh, and then I had a kombucha, and then what else? Did I have anything? Maybe a little snack in the afternoon, and then for dinner I made these like sushi rice tofu bowl things for the whole family, and then just some chocolate and some tea. Like, it's pretty.
Right. It's feeling healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy Kelsey.
Healthy Kelsey is on brand. I was on brand yesterday.
Oh, totally. Did I choose the lucky day?
I was going to say on Friday, it was a kebab and pizza.
Oh, but it's refreshing to hear that, though.
Yeah. That's what I think, too. I like to tell people that because I'm like, I'm not eating like that all the time. Like, most weekends, I'm going out for dinner with friends and getting pizzas. And,
Yeah. So your Instagram, how much of that is the real, what is it, like 80% of the real Kelsey? 70%?
Well, I'd say it's 80, all. Like, 90? I do, even though it's called Healthy Kelsey, like, I always share. Like, I'm never, like, hiding that I'm, oh my gosh, I ate a pizza. Like, I'm always share. Like, I just share food all the time, like, no matter what I'm eating. I'd say there's not much that I'd say it's actually not much at all that I don't share on my social media, probably too much.
But if you've got a pint and some loaded fries.
I'm actually not a beer girl.
You know, what is your poison? Are you much of a drinker?
Honestly, no. And like.
Not cider or wine?
No, like when in London, like if I have to get something, I'll probably get a cider. Like a RTD maybe.
Oh God, like I wish I had that relationship with alcohol.
This is what, like my whole family's like, whose child are you? Because this is
They had drinking fat.
Yeah, like it's just like, I mean, not really, like on the weekends and stuff. Pretty healthy, sure. But like I'm just like, I've never really been, I'm just a weirdo. Same with coffee. Don't even like coffee. Like, who doesn't like coffee? That's weird.
Are you a human?
I know.
Alien.
And at least I'm just like, what? Like, I would totally drink it if I liked the taste of it, but I just don't like the taste of it. So weird.
Yeah, well, the other day I for some reason I just had a craving for a peppermint herbal tea, and I had that, and I was like, actually, I felt better after having tea. That than what I do having a, like a milky coffee.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like
a
latte guy. I do love coffee, though.
Yeah, most people do. It's a normal thing to love.
Yeah. Okay, so say if you're someone like me that's not much into cooking, but you do want to be healthy, what could you have as an easy average day? Like if you gave me a template, something, I could eat the same thing every day after day.
Oh, really? I can't do that. See, there's one meal that I have like most days, but that's that tofu rice bowl thing. But I really, maybe it's just because I'm always having to make new recipes that I'm so used to like rotating and new thing. Like sometimes the family's like, can we have that thing? I'm like, no, sorry, I've got to make a new thing. I'm always like moving.
And I need some new content to post.
New content, sorry.
How often do you post, by the way? Sorry, just before we get back to
that. Oh, yeah, every day.
Really?
Yeah. I've been way more chill with my Healthy Kelsey account since the protein, since it's growing. Like I've just started that new account. I'm trying to post every day. TikTok is TikTok's.
How many followers have you got on TikTok?
Like 40-something thousand. I only committed to that this year because I was like, that's a dangerous place to be. I get so sucked in. I'm addicted to TikTok. Yeah,
it's funny, isn't it? Because I find with like my Instagram, the comments are generally quite nice and inclusive. And then you can post the same content on TikTok and it'll be...
It's like, you're ugly. It's like, it is. God.
And a lot of them are you know, weird usernames.
Yeah,
no sort of profile behind it. And you're like, it's probably a 13-year-old.
Or a 60-year-old, one or the other.
But it's weird how you can have the same content on the different platform and it has like a different sort of tone.
I know. It's funny how that. And then on Facebook, it's just like my nana and being like, you're amazing. So it's like changes from different platforms.
Well, that's cool. Do you feel like a slave to the social media at times? Like you're like, oh my God, I haven't posted in 2 days. I need to get
I do like to back up content, so even just on my page I've probably got like 10 drafts, so that if I am in the mood of like, I actually can't be bothered but I haven't posted in a couple of days, I'll just like use one of the drafts and post that one. But most of the time I actually quite enjoy making new content. I do go through like ruts where I'm like, at the moment I think, because I've got so much going on, I used to literally every single meal I would make I would video or take a photo of, because I was like, I'm eating, I may as well make it content.
Oh, it's potential content.
Yeah. And whereas now I'm like, I don't know if that's the healthiest way to be. Like, it's sometimes nice just to eat your meal and
be in the moment.
Enjoy your life. So I'm a bit more chill with it. And I set days, like tomorrow I'm going to make content all day and things like that, which I think is slightly a better way to do it. But at the beginning, I guess I was so keen as well. Like, I was like, I was just going to make anything content and it's going to be great.
Yeah, and I suppose it's in your DNA. It's the way you are as a person. It probably comes back to the partially the swimming thing as well. Like, you get a taste of success.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, and you just want to, let's fucking go. Let's
I'm very this. Competitive as well. So I'm like, I have to win.
Yeah. Two Raw Sisters, I'm coming for you.
Coming down.
I'm creating beef with you and Margot and Rosa.
we'll have to do a video.
So you just keep doing what you're doing and see where it takes you, pretty much?
Kind of. I think I'd like to, like, now I guess, yeah, it's cool to have, like, goals, especially with, like, starting a business. Like, it's cool to have, you obviously need to have short-term, long-term goals and, like, new products and things like that. So we do have goals set for that. And I love making cookbooks. Like, I could honestly, I just want to make all the cookbooks. I think it's so fun. I just saw my second one for the first time, like, this week. So it's really cool seeing.
Oh, wow. Like, yeah, a PDF or the actual book?
No, like, the actual book in my hands, which is so cool. There's
something really, really special about that. Yeah. Just because of the sheer amount of work that goes into it.
Yeah, it's because it's years of, like, trying to make something, and then the photos are so cool, and, like, it's heaps of, it's cool. Yeah, so it's photos of our travels and just, yeah, it's really cool seeing it actually.
Yeah, how do you decide and how do you get that balance right between the food stuff and what you share about you and Andrew's own life? Because I suppose you do sort of need that in a way, otherwise it's just photos of food.
Like, yes,
but people need to know the person. Kelsey is,
which I think is a better way at growing. Plus, I just kind of I've always quite liked Instagram, like even just my normal account. I was actually quite active and posted quite a bit on that. So it is quite cool to show, my life as well as food. I feel like I found quite a good balance of, every few posts it will be of where we are or what we're doing or things like that. And it is quite a good way to grow a brand where people actually like care about you and want to see what you're up to and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're doing it well and you got the balance right. Was it hard to get Andrew on board or was he always?
No, he's actually always been quite into it. Yeah. I think he quite likes the attention. Well, also, he's not complaining.
Yeah, if someone else is going to do it for you.
Yeah. He's like, hey, just a pop up.
Tag me in this. I'll collab.
And he's always like, get a video of me. The fans want to see it. Like, holding something. I'm like, okay.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Okay. I was saying before, like, what would be an easy day that I could duplicate day after day? Sorry. Yeah, I've got
something. What would be an easy thing? I do love a curry. Things like that, and things that you can make in like bulk is really good. I think I'm kind of debating ideas for my third book at the moment. I quite like the idea of making it just like an easy thing like that, like where you can make like a bolognese or a curry and just make it serve, lots of people, and then you can just take it out the fridge every single day.
That's a good idea. Oh, yeah, chuck it in some like sustainers or whatever.
And then you can just reheat it and then it's easy to go. So things like that are really good, or even making like the base of a salad and then changing up the toppings or the protein or whatever, is quite a good one. Breakfast, I honestly eat this different thing for breakfast every single day. I think because I'm always videoing what I have for breakfast. Smoothies, I really like smoothies or smoothie bowls. So many different things. I don't know. Even like sandwiches. Mm. I love a sandwich, like with sourdough and stuff. I have sandwiches quite a lot.
What else do you do to keep healthy? Oh, you still like surfing.
Yeah, love surfing. We're actually going on a bit of a surfing diving trip next month. I love all sorts of exercise, actually. I think maybe since quitting swimming, I'm honestly happy to do anything maybe other than swimming. I'm quite useless at going swimming these days. I think I've done my dash. Every now and then I jump in to check I'm still good at it, and then I'm like, okay, we're good.
Is it a muscle memory thing? Is it like riding a bike?
Yeah. Like
You'd be a lot slower, though, aren't you?
Yeah, and like maybe over short distance, you can still kind of whip out a 50-meter, but no way I could do like a 200 backstroke. I reckon I would actually drown. Like, it would be so tiring.
All the time, you'd be just It'll be alarmed by how slow it is.
A minute slower, I reckon. Yeah, I'd be concerned.
It's like from an outsider's perspective, someone that follows you, like and from what we've explained in the last hour, like the life does look idyllic. 6 months in Bali, 6 months in London, doing Instagram posts. Mm. But what's the side that we don't see? It's a lot of fucking hard work.
Sitting at my desk, probably. Yeah. Actually sitting like this on the couch, like slumped down. Instead of a desk, I should really sit at a desk. But yeah, a lot of it is honestly just like admin, like a lot of admin stuff. But like, I mean, I say like things like that, but like life is pretty, I'm pretty lucky and life is pretty epic. So I like to take the
That's a trade-off, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I go through stages of like, I remember going to London and like, I was like, I'm just going to look at jobs, like normal people jobs that I might be even qualified for these days. And like, like Jamie Oliver's hiring a social media person, and like that probably could be a job that I maybe could get. And like, I'm like, that could be really cool. But then I think, and I'm like, oh, actually, like, I just don't think it like working for myself is I'm so lucky to be able to do that. And yeah, like I always toss, I don't always toss it up, but tossing it up a little bit. And then I'm like, actually, no, like this is cool. Mm. Like
it is cool. And yeah. It's a trade-off, isn't it?
Yeah,
you have the
definitely.
Security of a job, but then you get 4 or 5 weeks annual leave a year, or you can work for yourself and yeah, sort of control how much time off you have.
Yeah, exactly. So that, yeah, there's ups and downs to it all, but it does look, I remember looking at kind of people in my position and being like, oh my God, that'd be so fun, which it is so fun, like really lucky, but there are it's definitely quite it's hard at the same time.
When you say admin, what do you mean? Like just dealing backwards and forwards with brands
and like voices? Yeah, like a lot of emails setting up content, making content is like you do have to do it a lot, especially if you want to post every day and have like updates. Like on my app, I try to do like 3 or 4 new recipes every week. So it is a lot to, and like still, it doesn't make sense for me to hire someone yet.
Yeah, would that be the dream though, to get to that point where you've got a PA, you're being told what to do, you can do what brings you joy,
yes,
and all the shit's going to be dealt with.
Yes, that's what I would, and I would love to do that, but not. I'm probably not at that stage yet. So for the first, you know, however many years, you do have to do all the stuff like it.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast with the guy that set up Airbnb. You may have heard of it.
And that little brand.
And he talked about the journey is like a mountaintop. He goes, you can't just like look at the peak of the mountain and say, I need to get there. You have to like take every step as it comes. Yeah. And there's no way to sort of fast track it.
Which is how you learn, I guess. And like
the trial and error along the way.
Businesses are successful because you realize the problems and you fix them and things like that.
Yeah. Have there been any like major mistakes or learnings or lessons for you on the way?
I don't think anything No, I'd say definitely,
fatal.
Yeah, nothing that was going to, you know, cancel me yet. but there are definitely a lot of mistakes and then figuring things out, what things work, what things don't, what things people were interested in. Like, it'd be really cool growing, the proteins kind of just started, but it would be cool growing that and figuring that out again as well. Like, I imagine we're going to have things that really work and things that really don't, and then like learning from them. And
you're talking about that, so transferring that to like a social media perspective, are you a slave to the comments or likes?
No, I'm actually pretty I mean, not to what people are saying. I haven't actually had too many negative things, which is nice. Not too many bullies on there.
No, but I suppose what
but
I mean,
in terms of
you do a dish and you're like, well, okay, people don't want.
Yes, that
people
don't get that many views. I do. And like things that go viral, I'm like, yes. You know, like I'm secretly like, I am the man. Like, and then things that don't get as many views, I'm like, oh man. But I've decided when I first started, it was really determined. I reckon my happiness was like, I was going to have a good day if, like, I got however many new followers. And I was like, that is so, no, I cannot be doing that.
It's,
so I'm pretty good now at,
you
know, switching it. But, God, yeah, it's a tricky one.
I'm quite similar, and I'm probably still there at a bit. And I know that, you know, you can't seek validation from external things like that.
Yes.
Especially people you don't even know. But it's I can sort of justify it to myself by saying, well, it's part of this journey I'm on, trying to make a living, and you could do it even more so.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's my job.
Yeah, well, you can. It's still not healthy.
Not at all, because a lot of the time it's like, some of my friends, my really good friend Taylor, he actually just calls me healthy. it's just really unhealthy, isn't it? You can't, because you can't control it at all.
No,
really.
Not at all. Like, and sometimes the algorithms are just really weird with what works and what doesn't.
Instagram goes through stages where it really boosts you and then it really doesn't. Mm. So it's kind of like, I remember, back in the day, I used to freak out if I didn't get any new followers in a certain amount of time. And it was like, that is so ridiculous. Like, no, you don't need to stress about these things.
Yeah.
So such a minor thing.
Eventually, do you think you'll, this probably won't be your handle, but do you think you'll become wealthy, Kelsey?
Wealthy Kelsey. I hope so.
Yeah.
Imagine if I made that my handle.
Oh my God, Amiga. Way to lose some followers
canceled.
Overnight. Yeah. I'm not cooking anymore. I'm just in a restaurant all the time.
Just eating at 5-star plates.
Oh, how good. Well, good luck to you. I mean, like what you've done in the last, there's another quote I really like. I think this was a Steve Jobs one, the Apple guy.
Oh, yeah.
He said, people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 5 or 10 years. And you look back and what you've done in 3 years is, it's quite remarkable.
It is insane, isn't it? It's good for people to tell me that, because I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I've barely done anything. You know, like I've just been doing this. So it's quite, whenever I do things, I had a women's weekly thing the other day and she was like, wow, you're only 26. And I was just like, yeah. Like, because I don't actually do that for myself very often.
Yeah, so you're not good at like pausing and.
Yeah.
I suppose you do have moments though, like when you got the book the other day.
Yeah.
And like, you have like a.
Cool. Yeah.
But you just pause for a moment, then you're back on to looking forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm quite definitely a forward thinker, I suppose. Definitely need to try to be in the moment a little bit more.
The second book, just before we wrap up, that's out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
so,
you.
So what's it called? What's it about? What, it's a great time for Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Why should people buy it?
So it's called Healthy Kelsey Travel Kitchen. So it's literally just pretty much our last 2 years. I really wanted to put what we've been doing into a book because it makes the most sense. If people have been following me on this journey, then it's cool that they can see it all. So it's got over like 100 recipes, all inspired from different countries. So we went to Morocco, Egypt, Spain, Italy, and it like really, and obviously lived in Bali is where a lot of the recipes come from. So it's really pretty. It's got heaps of really cool photos, colors. It's just, yeah, packed with so many different things. So I'm very proud of this one, actually.
Great gift. Great gift for anyone this Christmas.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, Christmas. Crazy.
Yeah, and 2024?
What am I doing in 2024? That's a great question. I'd like to write another book. So I think I'm.
Oh, God, you've just done one. Give yourself a break.
I know. Honestly, this is the thing, because they take so long to kind of like come into actually happening. That like I kind of like, you need to start writing it, you know, a year or two before it actually gets released. So I think I'll start working on that. I'm doing a retreat in Bali, a like fitness, healthy Kelsey retreat at Commune, which is where I got engaged, which is a bit of a coincidence. So we're going to do a little retreat there. I'm hiking Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, I've wanted to do that.
I know. My
apparently it's like from a physical perspective, it's hard, but not hard.
Yes.
Hard.
But and we're doing the long way.
Right.
So,
but in terms of altitude, like you think you can just boost up, but you need to take your time.
So I think so the long one is less busy. And apparently, yeah, it's just a bit easier because you don't walk that far, but you really are going up. Up and up and up.
Is it this something that you seeked out? Or
no, so my dad had a bit of like a health thing this year and he was like, I'm going to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. And mum was like, I'm not. and so he goes, he's like, well, kids, who's coming? And then so I'm like, yes, please put me on the list. So we're all going to do it as a family, which is so fun. Except for mum's going to hang out down the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Maybe do a safari. And
right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. It seems like you got a wonderful family dynamic.
Really cool. My parents are epic. They always say they're actually like my best friends. The Andrew's best friends too.
Because I'm from like a fucked up, broken family,
right.
And we're not particularly close. And you sort of, I like to think every family's a little bit of fucked up.
Yeah.
But yours
yeah.
seems quite.
They are annoying. Really cool, my parents. I always say, and as I get older, I realize it more. You know, as a kid, you just think parents are parents.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I'm like, nah, they are the best humans. Like, so lucky.
Oh, you did well.
So
and it seems like they've raised you well as well. Like the lessons we're talking before about them, the commitment of them taking you to swimming lessons and them being the ones, they obviously could tell that it wasn't bringing you joy anymore to tell you not to do it.
Mm.
I think that's cool.
It is. They're the best. They're really, really cool people.
Hey, well, Healthy Kelsey, it's been great to sit down with you and pick your brains
today. I can't believe it. Time's gone. Felt like we were just chatting.
Oh, it's like an hour and a quarter.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, no, I appreciate it. And there's probably some people that are listening to this that are envious of what you've done. But the funny thing is, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. It takes bravery and courage and hard fucking work as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. It may look easy or simple, but you've done it yourself.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. It was so nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming over. I really appreciate it. And thanks for the protein, which I'm going to tip straight down the sink because I'm a radix guy. No, I appreciate you and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Healthy Kelsey. Kelsey Bucock. On the Dom Harvey podcast. Thank you so much for listening all the way through. Really hope you enjoyed that.
yeah, if you want to know more about Kelsey, or maybe you just heard about her for the first time and you want to follow her journey, she's available on social media. Healthy Kelsey is her Instagram account. She's on TikTok as well. And if you're looking for a great Christmas gift as well, her brand new book out now. Just before we go, thank you very much to the sponsors of this episode, Radix and Generate. Radix Nutrition have just made an incredible leap forward with the release of their V9 meal range. These freeze-dried, just-add-water meals stack up nutritionally and they taste incredible. You won't believe the vast range of flavours either. Grab a few for your drawer or locker at work, chuck them in the glove box of your car, or take them camping or hiking this summer. You can learn more about what they're up to at radixnutrition.co.nz. That's R-A-D-I-X. This episode is also brought to you by Generate, the team at Generate KiwiSaver Scheme, who are big supporters of the podcast, and it's genuinely awesome to have them on board as a partner. Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of chart-topping long-term performance. Since they've come on board, I moved my KiwiSaver account over to Generate after meeting with one of their awesome advisors. The meeting was really helpful. I learned things about KiwiSaver that I'd never really considered before, and the bottom line is this. Had I done this sooner, my KiwiSaver savings would probably be worth more than what they are now. Still, better late than never, right? If you want to make sure you're making the most of your KiwiSaver account, talk to an advisor now. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/get advice. A copy of their product disclosure statement can be found there too. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Thank you so much for joining me once again, and I do hope to see you next week on the Dom Harvey Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.